The fourth cardiomyopathy is non-compaction. This is a very new diagnosis, a very new cardiomyopathy, the newest one. And to summarise my thoughts on this condition is that at the moment we know very little about it. We hear a lot about it, but we know very little about it. And I was chatting to a family over lunch, and I expressed that view that, you know, we don't quite know what it's all about. And what is it? Non-compaction, you can see on this echo image where the arrow is at the top there. It's an area of the heart muscle which is not properly developed. In other words, it's more spongy than it should be. So normally heart muscle is a very tight band of muscle. It's a strong, tight band. But sometimes in this non-compaction, what happens is the heart muscle is more... The best way to describe it is like a sponge. It's not. It's got a bit of air. It's got little projections there where it should be a nice, tight band of muscle. Non-compaction is a disease which really occurs in two phases. It occurs during development, in uterine development of the heart. And that's where it all makes sense, because what happens is that the whole heart muscle, when it's developing in the embryo, is a sponge. It's like a spongy muscle, and it compacts, and it becomes a heart muscle at about 8 weeks after conception in a human. So it normally compacts. If it doesn't compact properly, it ends up like this, and the child presents at birth, basically, or within the first year of life. That non-compaction is pretty clear. The non-compaction we see now are in adults, and we don't understand what it means. A recent study showed that 8% of normal people have non-compaction. So there's an unclearness about what it actually means. It seems to be more present in athletes as well, whether it's an adaptive mechanism of the heart muscle, but we're not really sure. So when we're not really sure, we state that. And so every time I see a patient with non-compaction, we go through this discussion about it could be the disease-causing issue, it could be normal, and we'd have to evaluate it case by case. So there's familial cases. When it's in a family, it's a lot more clearer, but there's also isolated cases. You can see in these images here what I was talking about, the sponginess. So this should be all nice black band, but there's sort of these faint sort of things that are happening here. Muscle section, this should be all tight like this, but it's got all this sponginess here, and you can see some sponginess up there as well. It may be associated with other cardiomyopathies, so people with hypertrophic cardiomyopathy might have a bit of non-compaction. People with dilated cardiomyopathy might have a bit of non-compaction, and that's the argument that it may be somehow, you know, a transition process rather than an actual disease. It might be that the heart's transitioning from a healthy heart to a non-healthy heart or something like that. The complications we know about, and we have to be wary of those complications, which include heart failure and rhythm problems. But not surprisingly, because we don't really understand the phenotype, in other words, what the disease is, the genetic pickup is quite low as well, so it's less than 10%. That usually means we don't really know. We've probably pooled all these people together as non-compaction, but we don't really know that they all have non-compaction. And there's also an issue about MRI. So I told you in the first talk today that MRI is great, and it is, because it's the plasma high-definition television. But there's a benefit to that, and there's a harm to that, because you end up picking up more non-compaction. And so these patients may have had non-compaction all their lives but never been picked up because they never had MRIs. But now they have MRIs, they pick up these lesions more and more often. So we get so many referrals now of someone who's had an MRI and there's a bit of non-compaction. But we don't know if that was... it's present in normal people or not. You know, we're very worried that we're not drawing a line clearly between disease and healthy living. As I said, we see it in athletes and in normals. So in the last five, so they're the four main cardiomyopathies. I've been very open and honest with you. Hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, dilated cardiomyopathy, we know a lot. We're very good at those sort of things. ARVC, we're getting very good at it, but it's in a sort of transition. Non-compaction, we still see families with non-compaction, and there's definitely families with familial, you know, three or four people in the family with the disease. They're definite, they're easy. It's the isolated patient, the 40-year-old male who's been an athlete, has some problem, gets an MRI, and they have a bit of non-compaction on the MRI. We're not really sure what that means, but we're working on it.